The location is the former Exxon station at the corner of South Adams and FAMU Way, a place that held a long fascination for Lucas Lindsay.
It all started a couple years ago when we kept driving by, seeing an abandoned building. And, you know, I think everyone has that building that they drive by and they think, I wish that was something different.
Luckily, Lindsay had a few friends who could help make that difference for the forlorn old service station.
Myself, Jay Kiker, Michael Wyden, a few others came together. And we said, let's not let it be abandoned. It's a beautiful building and a wonderful neighborhood. Let's turn it into something cool that brings people together.
On top of which, says Lindsay, is the traditional real estate prime directive of having a property in what is rapidly becoming a super hot location.
Well, we want this to be something that catalyzes activity and growth in this whole neighborhood. And it's something that links all the way to Railroad Square along the pedestrian walkway of FAMU Way. There's been a ton of beautiful public investment in this area, and we think it's time to step up and add to that.
The building is now called Happy Motoring, an homage to the faded old Exxon slogan that survived on the front of the structure despite its former deteriorated condition. And helping make a visit to Happy Motoring an enjoyable experience is Amanda Morrison. She's with Social Catering and Events.
We really wanted to kind of be trailblazers down here to bring the community together. We have an amazing, diverse community of people like ourselves that are the new kids on the block and people that have been here, and this has been their home for 50-plus years. So we want to just come in and make it a space where everyone is welcome.
A place, says Morrison, that will be primarily a combination coffee house, beer and wine bar.
We're going to make beer and wine as fun as it can be. We've got lots of great Florida craft beers. We're going to be doing beer shandies. We've got frozen sangria on deck. So just really fun drinks that you're going to want to enjoy while you sit outside and enjoy our beautiful weather.
Also, a place that Morrison sees as a hub and a catalyst for the revitalization of the entire area south of the city's Capitol complex.
We're going to be hosting a tremendous amount of free community events out on the lawn, things like free health and fitness classes, yoga, music, live art, anything that's just going to bring this community together, and that it does literally sit at the edge of what's new with Cascades Park and the pedestrian bridge and all the wonderful things that we're doing to grow as a city. We're looking at Gramlings across the street that's been there for decades and has a rich history in this neighborhood.
But before that happens, there has to be a grand opening for Happy Motoring. Lucas Lindsay says that will kick off on Thursday, March 8th.
We've got 3 full days packed full of food trucks, music, people on the lawn, drinks, and everyone just hanging out. We're going to program it with Amanda's team and Maurice from Catalina, and we're just going to blow the doors off. We're going to invite as many people as we can, as many groups from Southside and other places in the community, and just bring people out.
To a place where those looking for fun can come and say, just as all those motorists who pulled into the place for so many years once said, fill her up. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.